Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and I am accompanied by my co-host, Charlene McNeil. Hi, Charlene.
Hi, everybody. It's a beautiful summer day.
Well, if I can get out from my paperwork, I'll figure it out.
Okay. Okay.
Well, a couple things I wanted to talk about tonight. And one of them, Charlene, you know, we really haven't discussed this beforehand, so I hope I'm not catching you off guard. I do believe that healing is extremely important right now in this particular time frame because of what's happening out there in the universe. And it is important to be working with other healers to help clear some of the events that occurred in past lifetimes, to help clear some of the problems that we have in our DNA that we have inherited from our ancestors, such as perhaps fear, superstition, some of the mores in the that people followed in the past that really doesn't serve us today. One of the things that I'm going to ask you, Charlene, and I hope this isn't taking you off base, but for the people out there who perhaps have listened to us over a period of time, you talk a lot about going into the quantum field. And there are some new people out there who are listening, and I just love your description of it. So how about let's start out with discussing the quantum field and what that might mean to you and to other healers.
Well, part of the quantum field is actually a different vibrational frequency of energy. And for a while, we found that if you people that pray actually usually go into a higher vibrational frequency, which really slows down the brain waves to 4 to 6 cycles per second. But so it puts you in more of a theta state. But the quantum field is this, you can use it as a quantum field, theta field. A lot of people that are studying the quantum physics will recognize the fact that it's a different vibrational frequency. And when you do that, people do it through meditation, they do it through prayer, things like that, which puts them at a different frequency. And when they do that, then they are more in tune with the higher. So a lot of people, you know, are practicing it quite a bit. It's been kind of interesting to a lot of the science are showing us that more and more about the quantum field, or that there is a, in fact, I was watching After the News one time, and they were showing the experiments that had been done where they had actually taken photographs now of the quantum field and the energy, because they could see the different vibrational frequencies by light, and they were showing the different energies that was projected when you go up a little higher above yourself, like from 3 to 6 feet, 67 feet, so forth, and then even higher is what they said. And they were showing that on the After the News one night, and I thought that was pretty exciting because it does there's a different frequency.
Were they using Curlian photography?
No, they really were not. Curlian photography was done in like 1936, am I correct? Or I might be off. I can't remember the date, is when it was first experimented with a different frame of developing this film. And that shows the energy that is around your body. It shows it around a plant. Well, everything is living. There isn't anything here that doesn't have an energy field around it. And so they can actually take, I saw them take a plant, and they took and cut the leaf of this plant. Then they took a picture of it after, and the aura was still there, even though they had cut the part of the leaf off. And they were able to show that that aura was still there on that leaf. So in other words, it had not... I don't remember exactly how long afterwards before the aura around that leaf that had been cut off.
Yeah, the life force eventually leaves.
Yeah,
and
that's
the
a good way of putting
dying.
It. Mm-hmm. It doesn't. It really does not die. It still is there, even though the physical form has the life form, like you're saying, is still present. And so, studying Curlian photography has been is a very interesting things to study on.
Oh, it's really fascinating. I had the good fortune to see a lot of the pictures that they had done at Duke University, working with Curlian photography as they were experimenting with it, and it was quite fantastic. From another point of view, they were actually showing how the energy can move from one person to another. And
yeah.
I found that fascinating. Two people who were very close to one another, like a man and a woman who loved one another, it could show the energy moving from one person to another through words, through touch. So,
they're projecting it from what they feel about each other. There is even a energy projection that we project from one person to the other just by our thought patterns. That's why it's so important that we're very, very careful about what we're projecting to each other.
As we're talking, Charlene, I would like to mention to people who are listening, perhaps, give us a call at 877-876-5227. And I want to experiment a little bit, if you don't mind, Charlene. Perhaps somebody out there has a habit that they would like to kick. I don't know. Hard for me to tell. Maybe a smoker. Do you think we could do something with a smoker to remove that desire to smoke?
Well, in some cases, if you can find the purpose for it,
mm-hmm.
or sometimes you can just go in and see if God will have he has the ability to pull it. But sometimes you'll resist it because you don't want to pull it.
Well, what I might suggest to the audience that's listening to us, if they are so inclined that perhaps there is a habit that they have that they would like to eliminate from their field in some fashion, give us a call. Give us an opportunity to talk about it. But getting back to energy transfers among people and Curlian photography and so forth, you mentioned something that, you know, every time we talk, I hear a word and think of it in a different light because you've expressed it a little bit differently. And one of the things that caught my attention, Charlene, is when you mentioned about people praying and they're in the quantum field. Okay, I can accept that. Something that I'm having a little bit of a problem with is how about people who are in the quantum field, who are in the area where they should be making a difference in their lives, and they don't succeed at that. They're in the quantum field, they're trying to make a change. Change doesn't occur. What are some of the possibilities that we can look at that might have made a difference so that the people weren't successful with what they were trying to accomplish?
Well, I find that sometimes in the past, when I was studying for being a clinical hypnotherapist, is that we can go in and change the behavior on your belief system about yourself or your circumstances into the subconscious mind. But what was happening, we were only dealing on a conscious and a subconscious level, but we were not dealing in your morphogenetic field, which is your DNA from your ancestors, because that is also set into your cell memory. And the scientists are doing a very good job of recognizing the fact that people do carry cellular memory from past ancestors, because even our behavior patterns sometimes will be exactly like an uncle or aunt or grandpa or grandma. And somebody will say, well, you know, your grandma does it just like that. And it comes in from the cellular memory.
Right.
And sometimes it comes in the cellular memory, because sometimes you're also carrying maybe some animosity or resentment that they had, and you're carrying some of that, or maybe an experience they had that created a great deal of fear. So I find that sometimes you have to pull those things out of that morphogenetic field or cellular memory, and you pull it out of that and the subconscious. Then if you pull it out of also having your past life, also comes in on the cellular memory. So we have quite a bit that we really are dealing with, and so sometimes we look like we're not accomplishing anything, but it's just because we're not using enough of the areas in order to release the cellular memory. We're trying to work with the subconscious, which isn't enough.
Okay, so basically we have the conscious that we're working with, the subconscious, the DNA from our ancestors, and the cellular memory from our past lifetimes. I have it
right. All
down right now.
Well, and then I found that one time God told me that, and I found this to be a fact too, it's called the heart mind. The heart mind is a center, it's behind the heart, a little to the left and down. And it seems to be a receiver and a transmitter. Those that have had heart transplants will testify to the fact that if they have had a heart transplant, they start having similar experiences or needs or desires that those that they received the heart from. And they've been kind of putting that in, like, stories and so forth. And
We're starting to hear a lot about that.
Yeah, and there's more of it because we're realizing, and there is a book called Change of Heart, and that kind of was a forerunner for having those that have had the heart transplant and them sending in their experiences. Before, they were just thought they were hallucinating, but now they realize that they were not. They were just having similar needs or desires or wants that those that they received the heart from. And so that's why some of the movies that you're starting to experience on TV are, you know, documenting it that way. So you have the heart mind as well. So it has
Let's talk a little bit about the heart mind, not from the point of view of someone having a heart transplant, but someone who's working with their own heart.
Right. Right,
give me a little concept of that, Charlene, what we're talking about, that how that works. You're telling me it's a transformer and a receiver.
Right, because if you have somebody, like, for instance, I had a really good friend, and she...
Wait, I can't hear you. Something's wrong with the audio.
With mine or yours?
It's yours.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. What happened was I have a really good friend, and she does psychic readings.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked her one day, I said, how do you do this? And she says, well, it's kind of like there's this flap that opens right here. And she indicated about over her heart. And she says, and it opens up, and I can hear what needs to be heard. Now, maybe some people it's transmitted, if they do psychic readings, it might be transmitted off to the side, but with her, it was through her heart mind, and our heart mind has a lot of information about who we are, and it comes in from our thought patterns and our feelings and so forth, but it also picks up a lot of our DNA.
And perhaps other people's thoughts towards us, would you... think that that's coming in through that heart mind center?
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been told that, but that's a good idea. That's a good assumption. because it is a receiver and a transmitter.
Well, and folks, don't wait till we're ready to go off the air and... Folks, apparently we weren't on the air earlier, and unfortunately you missed some really great conversation here. What Charlene and I were, before we get to what we were discussing, I would like to invite those who are listening now, give us a call, 877-876-5227, and the purpose of your call perhaps might be to work on some habits that you have that perhaps you want to overcome, whether it is something on a physical level like smoking, or whether it is something on a different level, perhaps your picture of yourself. Maybe you want to be more self-assured, more confident. Give us a call, and we'll discuss that and see if this is something that we can pull and replace with some more positive thoughts about yourself, or work on some habit that you might want to eliminate. And what Charlene and I are discussing right now is we were talking about people who maybe want to make a change in their life, and the factors that are involved in making a change. And we started out with the conscious mind, the subconscious, and you finish up the other one, Charlene.
Oh, the others are that you have what's called cellular memory from past life, because that comes in from a past life experience. And that comes into also your soul cellular memory. So you have to go in and go in and ask your higher source to pull it, cancel it, and release it, and then replace it with a positive, something that really you feel like will serve you.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime you take out a negative, you need to replace it with a positive. All of our feelings and our thoughts are really transmitted into the subconscious, where it's stored in the subconscious. Everything that a feeling or a thought is a vibrational frequency. So when you ask your higher source to pull it, you're asking them to pull a negative feeling or thought pattern that you have, and you release it and then replace it. We're just kind of like a computer system. And we say, okay, this isn't working for me, so delete it, and then you tell the computer what to enter in that is positive for you. And your higher source will do that for you, because you are into the quantum or the theta state. And when you do that, you can program not only the past life programming that has been brought forward into yourself, but you will also do your past ancestors. You will change the subconscious mind. You'll call also changing the soul level, and then the heart mind, and that was the one we were talking about, was the heart mind, because it's a receiver and a transmitter. So
okay,
in all
Charlene,
those areas, and it happens.
How does a person know when they have entered the theta state or the quantum field?
Well, sometimes
they want to do. Let's say they want to do some of this work, but they're not quite sure they're there.
Whether they're in. Well, first of all, if most of the time, if you go in, your higher self will know what your intent is.
Mm-hmm.
And because of your intent, usually you will go into that field. Most people go in because of before they even do it, their intent is to go into the quantum field or into the theta state. That's your intent. And because of that, usually you'll go into that state.
I want to talk about levels. Are there levels there? And the reason that I'm asking you is because you were talking about a person who is in prayer could be in the quantum field, but yet there's different ways that people pray. Sometimes people just pray where they are repeating words that they were given. They were told that this is a formalized prayer. And then there are other people who pray where their mind is actually going into a meditative state. So what I'm seeing is perhaps when we put the word a prayerful state, that there must be different layers of this and different degrees.
Yeah, and it could be because even those that are repeating a prayer that has been given to them, they still are going into a state of intent, of peace. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, so it's the intent. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the intent. The intent is to go in and go into a state of peace and calm and tranquility and to be able to feel that sense, those sense of feelings. When you do that, the intent is already achieved. So you're either in the quantum or the theta, whichever, or a meditative state or a prayer state, whichever the individual, their belief system is.
Charlene, when did you start seeing into the physical? In other words, you're working with a client. When did you start seeing into their physical bodies?
When did I start doing that?
Mm-hmm. I'm not really talking so much about the year, but more or less the process, because there's a lot of people out there who meditate, who pray, and yet they're not seeing into their physical body or someone else's.
Well, part of it is starting to train the mind to be able to do it.
Mm-hmm. And again, you're talking about intent.
Yeah, your intent is that you want to train your mind to be able to see, and it isn't to make a judgment, it's only to be able to serve.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time you can do that by like, for instance, when I was being trained, we got our anatomy books out, and boy, we studied so that we knew what we were looking at. But after
that's excellent. Yes. Do it out with using an anatomy book.
Right. And you can do that, and then you start training your mind to be able to go into the theta or quantum field and then do it. Mm-hmm. So it's a matter of training.
Well, I've done some of this training, and I can intuit what is there. I get it intuitively, but I don't see it like you, and perhaps that was the problem. I didn't use an anatomy book. That's excellent thought.
Yeah, that's the way she trained us. I mean, we would be in class all day, but when we got through with class, we spent the rest of the evening studying,
mm-hmm.
or at least I did,
mm-hmm.
Because I wanted to be very good at it, and I wanted to be able to understand when I went in to look at the body inside, whether it was really looking like what it's supposed to, or was there something there that I could see. But after a while, you start seeing it, and it's intuitive, like you say.
Yeah, folks, I have to say, Charlene, she has worked along and developed this to quite a point. I would recommend her to anybody who has a physical problem that they want to work with, and all the time calling on the program's not always the best thing for a person because they want to work privately with someone.
Right.
And
yeah.
If they do, there is a charge for this working privately because you would be calling her in her office and she's giving you the time. But while we're talking about this, Charlene, why don't you give your phone number in case there is someone who wants to work with you privately?
Okay. It's 801-944-9346.
And while we're discussing this, I would also like to mention that we're now into the month of May, working with Archangel Michael on his telephone conferences. We're working on the endocrine system this month, and for those of you who might be interested in, actually, they truly are beautiful. If you can think of getting on a telephone and being connected with the spiritual hierarchy, such as Archangel Michael, Mary Magdalene, Yeshua, it is quite a remarkable experience to be working with them on a firsthand situation. And if that is something that sounds like you're attracted to, that seems right for you, send me an email at carolyn@carolynevers.com, and that's carolynevers.com. The whole.
Now, what date is that going to be, Carolyn?
Well, when they send me the email, I send to them the dates. We have several dates, and thank you for mentioning that. They can pick the dates that's convenient to them.
Okay.
And what is so fascinating by the conference calls is that there are many who are actually seeing the spiritual hierarchy, feeling their love, some of them being physically touched by them, and it's been quite an experience for many. But getting back to the manner in which you work with God and work with these healings, I find Charlene remarkable for releasing things of the past. And we'll talk about, because I never had anybody work quite this way. I had been in an automobile accident over 20 years ago and had some residual problems from this. And with the way Charlene worked with me on that, we talked about the problems, we talked about when they occurred, and what Charlene did was to go back to that time before the accident. And what's a fair way of saying this, Charlene, that you were bringing my blueprint into the physical from that period of time before the accident?
Right,
is that a fair
right.
way of stating that?
Yeah,
but do
you
want to explain it a little better?
Well, you had a memory that already existed before the accident, and you said that it was working physically, it was working very well with you,
mm-hmm.
and that you were doing very well physically at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So you just tell the cells, see, the cells became traumatized because of the accident, and they were in shock, trauma, remember, and panic. So what we did was, your higher source is God, so we just had God go in and pull those traumas out, and the emotional trauma, and to take the cells back to the memory before the accident so that it could be reestablished back to the higher vibrational frequency of memory.
You know, I hope that there are a lot of people out there who are listening to that, Charlene, because to me, this is such a remarkable thing. To be able to take the physical body back to a point before the memory of a shock, before the memory of some sort of trauma that your body went to, and to connect the cells to that memory and pull the trauma from it. I don't think people can possibly understand how remarkable that is unless they've had that done for them. And I did want to comment on that because I think it's an extraordinary voyage through time, so to speak. And as we know, there really isn't time in a sense. Even on this plane that we are in, we measure time, we look at clocks, we measure time. Guide our whole life around time, but yet we can dip into a pinpoint someplace, so to speak, and reset the physical to the way it was at that pinpoint before a certain event occurred. This is remarkable to my point of view. It is remarkable.
Yeah, but well, it has the perfect memory. But some of the things that occur in our life start interfering with that higher vibrational frequency of sound, And so, you know, your higher source, when you go in and ask your higher source to pull that negative that has occurred, they'll go in there and just change it. And then you have to also indicate what you want it to be at. And that's why I asked you, what was the time frame for it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when things were working very well for you physically. And then after that, you were suffering after because of the accident. So you take it back to that memory you had before that. If it was something that occurred when the individual was a child, a tremendous trauma, then you have to go back even. You have to go back to further back than that. But you can always have your higher source go back to that time. You know, you were speaking of God, and of course God knows just exactly what to do. And I'm the facilitator. God does the healing. I'm just the facilitator. But I'm
grateful. You just sit there and watch.
That's basically what I was telling the client today. I said, you know, it's such an amazing thing. Our bodies are such an amazing, amazing thing. And it has such perfect memory when we first came into our first existence. And because of our experience, like past life and so forth, you know, that memory gets interfered with. But there is perfect memory there, and I've just seen some marvelous things happen in people's lives when they go in and ask their higher source to put it back there because, you know, he knows exactly what to do.
Folks, give us a call, 877-876-5227. I want to talk a little bit about time. I don't think we really understand time. You know, we talk about in other places that there is no time. There's the oneness. There's time here. I mean, I accept that. I can't say that I really can wrap my mind around it and say, oh, I understand that. I mean, intellectually, I understand it, but I certainly don't understand it from the point of view in actuality. But I've had a couple experiences where an event took a few seconds, and thinking in terms specifically is I have fallen down the steps a couple times, which I'm sure, you know, at some point in your life, perhaps everybody who's listening to this has fallen down the steps or fallen someplace. And it might have taken a second or two. But I've had experiences where during that second or two, when I was falling, I knew where every part of my body was, the sequence. In other words, if your hand fell a certain way, your arm went a certain way, you twisted a certain way, it is like during that minute or two when you were in that falling stage, your mind knew exactly what was happening to every body part. Have you had that experience, Charlene?
Well, actually, that's because everything is recorded. Everything that happens, just even every instant, is being recorded. The subconscious doesn't even sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody knows that. They'll hear a noise, or they'll hear a telephone or something
or
like that.
Or a baby cry in the middle of the night.
Yeah, and it's because the subconscious never sleeps. It's always on hand recording everything. And so when you go to fall, it's recording it. Every single one of those cells in your body part is recording that fall.
Well, I wondered about that. That's fascinating. So so you're telling me that was actually the subconscious recording. The subconscious was recording every movement in my body as I was falling.
Right.
That's
fascinating. Yeah, and that's where the interference from a perfect memory starts too. Because what happened is you became fearful, right? You had a feeling. What was the feeling in that instant?
Well, fear was certainly one of them, but I think you have several feelings when events like
that's
that are occurring.
That's right. In fact, you can't identify them all.
Yeah, it's a combination of feelings. It's
right.
Like it's like astonishment. How in the world could I have tripped over that? I wasn't watching where I was going. And if someone else was involved with doing that, you might even wonder about them. Well, we have a caller, and your name, please.
My name's Alexis. I'm in Ontario, Canada.
Hi, Alexis.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome.
Hi. Good.
How are you doing in Canada?
Well, it's beautiful up here.
Now. I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
I'm sure it is.
It's springtime.
Oh, and spring, wonderful.
Yes,
so have you been enjoying the topic, Alexa?
Yes, and two things. One, you started talking about time, and
mm-hmm.
I have some very strange time things happening lately.
You mean to you personally?
Pardon?
To you personally?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll look at the clock, and it might say 10-something, and I'll go and do something for 5 or 10 minutes and come back and look at the clock again, and it's 8-something. And I have gained an hour and a half or 2 hours. And it's
That's
been,
because you went
sometimes
in.
Sometimes it's only a few minutes. Sometimes it's, like, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours, and it's just really weird.
Well,
you
that's because
what?
It's called the theta state.
Pardon me?
People go into a theta state. If you go into a theta state, people that are artists go into a theta state. Somebody that's playing the piano or creative or something, they go into it. Then it's called a theta state. And what happened is you lose all track of time. There's no time frame.
Pardon me?
I said there's no time frame.
Mm-hmm.
You don't recognize time.
Okay.
At all, do you, when you're in that?
Well, no.
You know, I think what you're saying is absolutely true, Charlene, but I think there's something else working here also.
Yeah.
Okay, and I didn't hear that.
What Charlene is saying, is it Alexis or Alexa?
Alexis.
Alexis.
Oh, Alexis, okay.
Yeah, Alexis, what Charlene is discussing is... we can repeat a pattern, whether it's walking, whether it's driving. I think driving is a good example. We
right.
can drive, and that's a repetitive action, and it's almost like, I don't want to say that you're sleeping, but you get from one point to the other, and you don't remember driving that road.
Mm-hmm.
And what Charlene is describing is going into a theta state as you're driving, and time, you don't have a sense of time there.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to ask you a question. When this has been occurring to you, what kind of things were you doing at the moment?
What kind of things?
Well, like, were you talking on the telephone? I'm trying to determine whether you were very busy physically, or whether this was a period where you were sort of spacing out. You know what I mean by spacing out?
I was doing some little bit of housework, or go have a shower, or whatever, you know?
Okay.
Or go out and, you know, maybe go outside and putter in the flower bed for a little bit and come back
mm-hmm.
in, and it's like... But I know I've only, or just walk out to the mailbox and back, just something where it's a very short period of time, but then I look at the clock and it's earlier. It's really strange.
Well, I think there's a couple things happening here, and I'm not sure if this is happening with you, but if what you're describing, if this is what's happening to you, but I know that this is happening with people, is we are moving between dimensions right now.
Right. Yeah.
And part of that is because we are moving to a higher dimension, and so we have moments when we are in that dimension, and then we have other moments when we come back to the dimension in which we are living. Now, some of us are even moving to lower dimensions. We don't realize that we're doing this, but we are literally helping those souls who have been caught in a lower dimension, and we're helping to release them. This, for some of us, if we're light workers in particular, we are working on different levels right now.
Yeah.
Now let me ask you another question, Alexis. This experience that you are having with changing time, is this something new that has happened, or has this always been with you?
No, this is something new.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's really confusing.
Don't allow it to be confusing to you, Alexis.
I had kind of an ascension experience. I just flipped out someplace. There was no time whatsoever.
Yes.
And now it seems like the clock goes backwards sometimes. Am I jumping between dimensions?
Yeah, well, yes. That's my take on it.
Okay.
What my take is on it is that you are advancing and that your vibrational energy field is increasing. And mm-hmm. as our vibrational energy field is increasing, it's not in the stage yet where it is stable, in the sense that we're moving up. We're going to fall back some based upon the activity that you're doing at the moment. One of the ways that you can tell that you are in a higher dimension is, first of all, it's going to be a sense of love, something that you really love doing. So if you're puttering around in the garden and you really like your garden, you love the flowers, there's something beautiful about it, that's going to help your vibrational energy to move upward.
Mm-hmm. Like
and let's suppose you come back into the house and maybe, okay, I've got to do something now that I'm not particularly anxious to do. I don't know. I'm just going to use an example. Scrub a floor, vacuum, do some vacuuming, sort of some mundane job that, well, you're doing it because you got to do it, but you don't have that sense of rapture that maybe you had out.
But it's those kind of jobs is where the time difference is happening. It's those mundane little things. Like I had the biggest time jump I did was when I went and brushed my teeth. Just everyday things.
Well, in that sense, mm-hmm. your physical is doing something, but you have released your higher consciousness.
Oh.
It's just like that example that I gave you of where, maybe not you, but I mentioned earlier, you get in a car, you drive the same route every day. Maybe you're going to work. The drive is very familiar, and so you kind of daydream during that period of time, and you're at work and you don't even really remember making all the turns and getting there.
Mm-hmm.
Your body is sort of like on automatic, doing something, and yet your spirit is on another plane.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's
that.
Local, but usually when you reach destination, there's still the normal time difference, right? You're still in the normal time frame.
Well, it can be. And actually, the interesting thing about that, Alexis, is that you can program time. I'll give you an example, and I know this to actually be experiences for people. They have to catch a plane, and maybe they left home a little bit late. They're a little bit concerned about getting to the airport on time. And so they program their mind. This is what Charlene is talking about, is to go into the theta state, the quantum physics field, and you program your mind. You see yourself getting there at the time that you need to be, and lo and behold, you wind up there at the time you were supposed to be, even though it seemed impossible for you to go from point A to point B in that amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
And people who work with this have been very successful. Now, I'm not saying leave at the last minute and expect, you know, to plan this, but there are people who plan their whole day like this. They get up in the morning and they want to do A, B, C, and D, and they imagine themselves moving through these duties or jobs in complete harmony, in complete accord, in balance, in safety, and in joy. And they finish up their whole day like this, and it is a beautiful practice to become involved with. And now that I'm telling you this, Alexis, I need to give myself that that little reminder to start doing it again.
Uh-huh. Well, it's
right.
Called time warping.
Pardon me?
It's called time warping.
Yes.
Right?
No, I've done things like that, but I've never had to go backwards. That's why, I called, because I've lost blocks of time where, it just seems like it's been 10 minutes, but 2 hours have gone by. And, that's very common. But when you, think it's been 5 minutes, then you're 2 hours back in time,
I say you're spiritually advancing.
Well, yeah, I am that, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I know that.
You're spiritually advancing.
I've been working on clearing a lot of things. That was the other reason I called. I know I've got something showing up. It's showing up in my knees today, in my legs, my knees, and I don't know what it is. I know it needs clearing, and I haven't been able to clear it today, and I was wondering if Charlene could help me clear that.
Okay. Let's go in and have God look at it, okay?
Pardon me?
When did this start?
Well, it's something that showed up this morning. And
okay,
it's kind of been with me all day, and I haven't been able to clear it myself.
Okay, just a minute.
We're all having a lot of this, Alexis.
There's a lot of energy coming in lately that's really strange, isn't there?
I'll talk about that when we're finished with this.
Okay.
It's Archangel Michael tells us this is a spray from a supernova, 1987A. It's why we're doing the conference calls.
Mm-hmm. I haven't been able to get in on them. I haven't had.
Well, I'll tell you what. Send me an email, Carolyn@CarolynEvers.com, and I'll forward the information to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, it's just I've gone to your website, and I tried to get in on the calls in April, but I just didn't have any money.
We'll do. That's okay. Send me an email. I have some scholarship money.
Oh. Okay.
I have had some dedicated people who have provided funds for those who can't afford it. So send me an email.
Oh.
Tell me about yourself.
Oh, I will. Thank you.
You might be one of those who'll get a scholarship.
Okay.
Okay, now how are your knees feeling?
Feeling better now, a little bit, yeah. Still a little kind of kinky, but yeah.
They're kind of tingling.
Tingling, yeah. They're tingling, and but they're not hurting like they were.
No, they're just tingling. Just keep talking a couple minutes, and it'll be fine.
Oh, thank you. Because I thought maybe it was an emotional thing that needs clearing or something from
part
my past
of it is that you're feeling the urge to move forward spiritually. Is that correct?
Pardon me?
Yeah, I said you have an urge to move forward spiritually. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's what it was meaning.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Great.
You just gave reassurance that it's okay for you to go at the rate you want to go, okay?
At the rate I want to go, is that what you said?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Apparently you want to go pretty fast, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just seem to be moving, just, the momentum is just, it's just there, and I'm just rolling with it.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
And your knees are... they're not quite caught up with what your desire is. That's all.
Oh, okay.
So the cells were just put in with your intent.
Okay, because I did a lot of clearing yesterday, and then today I'm a wreck.
We're all clearing, Alexis.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
We could tell you a lot about those that are...
Yeah.
Moving in that direction, some of the things we've been experiencing have been, oh, no.
See, we don't talk about the clearing that we've been going through, but we're right with you, dear.
Yeah. Well, I've had other little things show up before, and I've managed to clear them, myself, but this time I just wasn't able to.
Well, actually, one of the things that he I forgot to ask you who your higher source was, and I apologize for that.
Who my higher what?
Who your higher source is.
Oh, well, I call him source. God?
Source.
Okay. Whatever. I just,
well,
I don't know.
God? Is it universe? Creative power? What is your higher source?
I guess it would be God.
Well,
like,
okay.
You mean, like, is that what you mean?
Yes, that's exactly what she meant.
Oh, okay.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, no, I was raised Christian, so I guess, you know, but my beliefs are kind of changed, so now I just call them source. It's, you know, I guess
it was right, wasn't it? I apologize. I usually ask first.
I've had some wonderful visions, too. In fact, I
stood
at the feet of God one time. It was beautiful in one of my visions.
Well, part of it was clearing your past life on it.
Clearing
the
past.
So that you could move forward.
Oh, okay, great.
Okay?
All right, well, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, blessings with your visions, Alexis. Having a vision like that is soul-changing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, there was a lot more to it than that. That was only very, very small part of it, but it was amazing, interesting. It was, yeah. Just kind of showing me where I need to go. Okay.
Well, let us know how your path goes.
Pardon me?
Let us know how your path is going.
Well, so far it's going very well.
Good.
I think.
Well,
call
back, Alexis. We were delighted to help.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're
Goodbye.
Welcome.
Bye.
Folks, we have perhaps 4 minutes. I don't know if you'll have time to get in, maybe with something quick, 877-876-5227. Oh, it never ceases to amaze me when you do these things, Charlene.
Well, it's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. Maybe what I need to do during these couple minutes is talk about what Archangel Michael is working with, this energy that's coming in now that is March, April, and May. He tells us that this is the effects from a supernova that exploded over 200,000 years ago, and it was so far away from us that it took 200,000 years for the light to reach us. And the light reached us in 1987, therefore that name, 1987A. And so the astronomers saw the light, but Archangel Michael tells us that this is the energy that is reaching us.
Right.
And it was planned by Source at this particular time because it is ascension energy. And Oh, we got a quickie. Don't know if we can get it in, but who's this?
This is Sheila Cole calling. I was calling for my daughter, Kelly Leno, and she just had someone that she loved recently was murdered.
Oh, how awful.
And she wanted to know if there was anything you could tell her that you might try to be communicating to her.
You know, it's something that I really want to help her with, but we are here at less than 2 minutes before we have to be off of the air, and I can't do this. I can't do justice to this.
Okay.
Can you call next week?
Call next week? Sure.
Yeah, because I would like to spend some time with this, and we don't have it now.
Okay.
So, yeah, call us next Wednesday, please.
Okay. In fact, Yes, it's very, very important.
Okay. At what time should she call?
Yeah.
Would you say?
Hello?
Yes, I didn't hear you.
I was asking, what time should she call then? Obviously, I'm calling at the wrong time.
Well, you're calling right at the end of the show. Our show starts an hour earlier.
Oh.
And go on BBS, on the index. It is, it's 8 o'clock here, Eastern time. We start an hour earlier, and we got to get off the air right now and really want to work with this. So call us next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
Yes, dear.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. I'll have her do that.
Yes, do that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, Charlene, real quick, dear, give us your phone number.
Okay. 801-944-9346.
And my website's www.carolynevers.com. You might be interested in having an Akashic reading. We work with a cherubim in the center of the cosmos. Tremendous information. Goodbye, all. Good night, Charlene.
Good night, dear. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Talk to you next week.